quarantine. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, it is Mountain Home basketball to start this second quarter as they trail 16-5. Walker takes an inbound pass, throws it to Martin up at the top. Over on the right side to Husky. Now she'll give it up top to Taylor, who checked back in between quarters. Back over to Husky on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound. Well, ball still loose. Now there's a scramble for it, and I think a jump ball is going to be called, and that will give the ball to Beebe on the possession arrow. 22 seconds into the second quarter as the Lady Badgers get the ball back, leading by 11. Hill will walk the ball into the front court for Beebe. She throws it to Richie on the left wing. She drills up to the top. I'm sorry, on the right wing. Now ball goes up top to Turner. Over to Williams on the left side. She'll give it up top to Gamble. Throws over on the right wing to Richie. She had a little trouble handling the pass. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will get it back on the unforced turnover. Husky will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Matt Beebe once again in a man-to-man defense. Husky dribbles toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Martin. Tries to give it to Martin, cutting into the lane, but the ball was knocked away. And Beebe gets a steal, and they also draw the foul in the backcourt. I believe they're going to get Emma Martin with that foul. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in this first half. Looks like Hannah Pfeiffer will check in at the next available time as Beebe walks the ball into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Richie. Her pass to Turner was knocked away, stolen by Foreman, and back on the Lady Bombers. Here is Husky bring the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Husky throws it to Walker on the right side. Takes a screen from Foreman. Dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Beebe, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 6:22 left in the first half. Hannah Pfeiffer checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Riley Walker. And before we get started back up, Beebe's going to take the timeout, and we'll take it with him. 6:22 left to play in the first half. It is the Lady Badgers leading 16-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
It will be Husky triggering the inbound pass on the baseline for Mountain Home as we come out of the BU timeout. She throws it to Pfeiffer, who immediately puts up the three. Good. 16-8. Mountain Home cuts the Lady Badgers lead back to 8. 6:10 left to play in the first half. Boggs with Henley on the left wing. She'll throw it up top to Gamble, who puts up the three when she comes up with the answer. Hannah Gamble with her first 3 points of the night. 19-8. Beebe on top. Less than 6 minutes left to play in the first half. Seems like every time Mountain Home does have a shot there, the Beebe immediately comes back up with the answer. Ball goes to Pfeiffer on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lady Badgers. Ball goes to Hill in the front court. Throws it to Richie in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Well, all of a sudden, the Lady Badgers really heating up. Richie with 5 points now. 22-8. Beebe leading with 5:25 left in the first half. Husky into the front court, throws to Martin on the left wing. She's dribbling down towards the lane. She's going to draw the foul well before her layup, and the Mountain Home will inbound on the baseline. That foul is called on Mariana Ritchie. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three here in the first half against the Lady Badgers. Pfeiffer inbounds it to Martin on the left wing. Gives it to Husky now. She has it near the corner. Takes a screen from Foreman. Now she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. It looked good, but just couldn't get it to go. And the long rebound comes to Hill. She's back the other way for the Lady Badgers. And she gets caught double dribbling. She had stopped dribbling, looked like she was getting ready to pass it, and then took another dribble. And Mountain Home will get back on the turnover with 4:58 left in the half. 14-point lead for the Lady Badgers. 22-8 is our score. Here is Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it up, tries to throw it up top to Tabor. Pass was stolen by Gamble. She's quickly back the other way for the easy layup off the glass and in. Hannah Gamble with 5 points now, and Dell Leonard's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:40 left to play in the first half. It is BB leading Mountain Home 24-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Back at Badger Sports Arena, 4:40 left to play in the first half of this girls' game as Mountain Home takes another timeout, trailing 24-8. Husky brings the ball into the front court coming out of the timeout, gives it to Martin. She has it between the circles, now dribbles to the right side, throws it up top to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will dribble toward the right. Now goes back up top, takes a screen from Tabor, gives it to Foreman on the left side, down toward the corner to Martin. She's going in for the reverse layup, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Martin gets it back, throws up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by Turner, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Mallie Tabor picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home here in the first half. Henley will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Badgers. Riley Walker will check in for the Mountain Home at the next available time. She throws the ball over on the left wing to Hill. Back up top to Henley. Over to Turner near the right elbow, and she's going to draw another foul. Peyton Husky was trying to get around her screen and ended up knocking Turner to the ground. Husky picks up her second personal foul, and that was the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put BB in the bonus. Tabor will take a seat as she's replaced by Walker. 3:53 left to play in the first half. BB with the ball leading 24-8. Ball goes into left corner. Now back to Turner, and she's going to go up for another shot, draws another foul, and will head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman with her second personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So BB will be shooting free throws for the rest of this half. Katie Turner so far, 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 8 points. First shot is up, no good. One more free throw for Turner. It's 3:49 left to play in this first half. It is a 16-point lead, but again, Turner has one more free throw and makes it 17. She now has 9 points, 25-8, Lady Badgers leading it. Husky walked the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Walker on their left wing. She takes the screen from Martin, dribbles up toward the top, finds a cutting Pfeiffer going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Hannah Pfeiffer with 5 points, 25-10. Mountain Homes cuts the margin to 15. Here's Hill with the ball on the left wing, throws it to Turner down low block. She puts the shot, no good. Rebound control by Mountain Home. Here's Riley Walker into the front court, throws it over to Husky on the left side. She has it near the corner. Now takes a screen for Foreman. Going into the lane for the layup. Partially blocked. And Turner comes up with the basketball for Beebe. Here's Hill into the front court. Going into the lane. Now finds Gamble just outside the paint. Her jumper good. Hannah Gamble with 7 points. 27-10. Mountain Home trailing Beebe. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the half. Walker with the ball up between the circles. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Now gives up top to Martin. Over on the left wing to Husky. Now Walker has it on the left side. She dribbles up towards the top. Now gives it to Martin in the left corner. She's going towards the lane. She's going to go up for the basket. Good, and she is fouled. Hannah Gamble picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against Beebe. So with 2:34 left to play in the half, Emma Martin will try to convert the old-fashioned three. Anna Grace Foreman's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Kyra Penn. So again, Emma Martin at the free throw line. That was her first 2 points of the night. She'll try to make a three with this free throw, and she does. 27-13, Beebe leading it. 2:34 left to play in the half. That was Kyra Penn that checked in a moment ago, by the way. Here's Henley into the front court for Beebe. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the left wing to Hill. Up top now to Richie. Richie's going to dribble towards the lane, going up for the layup. Wow, she just blew by her defender and went in for that layup. Good. Mariana Richie now with 7 points. Here is Walker back the other way, and looks like an illegal screen, an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get Kyra Penn with her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Now, Beebe is in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on illegal screens, so Lady Badgers will inbound it. 29-13, Beebe with the ball and the lead. Ball goes over on the left wing to Hill. Back up top to Henley. Now she finds Turner on the right elbow. She's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Katie Turner now in double figures with 11 points, 31-13. It has been all Beebe in this contest so far. A little over a minute and a half left in the first half. Walker with the ball between the circles, dribbles toward the left side. Now it goes back over to the right, has it on the wing, takes a screen from Kyra Penn, dribbles toward the elbow. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Finds Martin in the left corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Gives up top to Penn. Over to Husky on the right side. She's going to take the screen from Penn. Now drills toward the corner. Throws it to Pfeiffer on the wing. Pfeiffer still with it. 1 minute left in the half. Pfeiffer going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Penn. She puts it back up. Off the glass and in. Kyra Penn with her first 2 points of the night. 31-15, Beebe leading it. 49 seconds left in the half. Here's Henley into the front court. Gives it to Richie. Over to Williams, who checked in a little bit ago. Hill has it now on the left wing. Throws up top to Henley. Over to Williams on the right side. Now ball goes up top to Richie. Over to Henley on the left wing. Up top now to Hill. 28 seconds left in the half. Ball's with Richie on the right wing. She'll dribble up toward the top, gives it there to Williams. Over to Hill on the left wing. Up top now to Henley. 17 seconds left. Ball's with Williams on the right side. Now ball goes over to Richie. Now up top to Henley. 8 seconds left. And the ball passes, knocked away, stolen by Walker. 6 seconds left as Walker goes back the other way for the layup. Off the glass and in. And that's the way this first half's going to end. It's been a tough half for Mountain Home, but that was a good way to end it. After two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Beebe 31-17. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC